This is the 30th of April 1995 and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to interview Nancy Carrington of Harrow about her memories of cinema going in the 1930s.
Yeah, she's I've got an idea she just died, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But she was a great star. Ah. In my time, she was lovely.
Yeah, come give me a push. Was she a singer or? Was she a singer?
No, I think she was an actress.
Just an actress, yeah. Mm. Jane Carr.
Jane Carr. I did these mostly in Africa.
Yeah, these are lovely. Do you just do them from memory or?
No, I copied them.
Yeah. These are really lovely.
The other side. Those are not coloured yet. Just got to draw them in.
She's Shine Boy.
And that's Neanga. This is where my son-in-law used to go fishing.
Ah.
He used to stand there.
Oh, yeah.
When we had a lodge there, you know.
Yeah. It looks beautiful. It really does.
I don't know what's on the other side of that. Oh, yeah.
Pamela Anderson, Clint Eastwood. Yeah. Texas Dan.
Yeah.
who's this?
I don't know who that one was.
I like that. You've got the character, I think.
Yes. I showed them to an artist out there. She's a lady, titled Lady.
Yep.
And I was hoping she'd find fault with them and tell me my problem, yeah. You know. But she didn't. She said I got wonderful expression.
Yes,
and she liked my drawings and she never said anything nasty about them, you know, and I was hoping she would, really.
Oh. Ready for the ball. That's lovely as well.
It's a bird on his head.
Oh. That's lovely,
yeah,
too, my
pet. She's got some on her shoulder, I think, there.
Yeah.
A parrot and a cat.
Oh, and Charlie Chaplin.
Charlie Chaplin.
That's a beauty. I like the eyes in that. You've got the sort of sparkle. That's beautiful. Was he one of your favourites, Charlie Chaplin?
Oh, he was one of my favourites. Yeah. Yes, and Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah.
I've got those on one of... The African animals.
Oh, yeah, Laurel and Hardy.
That's Laurel.
I like the way he's reaching out.
Yes, yes. These are some of the African films.
The colours are really vivid in
these. They're just pencils, you know.
Yeah. I like this one of Stan Laurel.
I don't know what's on the back of that one. No.
A wee bit of Scotland.
Yeah.
My little grey home in the west. The floral dance. God Send You Back to Me, 1914.
Yes, that was an old song, you know, that the actors and actresses used to.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful song, you know. And she's looking at her husband, you see, it's the 1914-18 war.
Yeah.
And she's thinking of her husband. And she's asking God to send him back to her.
Mm-hmm. It's a lovely scene, that, with the window and the...
This one, I just started that. It's on the other side.
Nana Muscuri, John Denver. Are these
they're just some of the pansies.
Yeah, they're lovely.
And this was my daughter's dog when she was in the Sudan.
Oh, Elbow.
It was a stray dog.
Yeah.
But it went with the house and we don't know what happened to it because the Russians took over. And they had to leave him behind. And their cats is the other side.
Ah, Whiskey.
Oh, she died, you know.
Mm. These are lovely, they really are. Welsh Welsh
woman.
Welsh
harp.
Yeah,
yes.
Welsh harp.
And this is what they used to do years ago in my father's time.
Really?
They used to have these things on their shoulder and have to carry the water or whatever.
Yeah.
They worked very hard, the men, you know.
Yeah. Because it sounds, you know, from what you were saying before, that the area has changed so much. And I'm sure going back another generation,
you know,
going
right back
over
the years. We were only discussing that at the club today, you know, about the wonderful years we had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our childhood and to go to a film, you know, and see these beautiful films.
Yeah.
Nothing like they've got today, you know. You never saw them in bed together. They always had twin beds, you know, and then the light used to go out and that was it, you know. Nothing horrible like they do now. Mm. Oh, what's on the other side of that one?
Who's this? The Just Friends one?
I don't
one?
Know who that one is.
Yeah.
I just put Just Friends on that one. Mm. That's Grandma before and after. Well, years ago.
Yes.
An old grandma.
Frank and Nancy
Sinatra.
Frank
Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra. They were both good. But they both still are good.
Mm. Yeah, he's amazing, isn't he?
He
keeps going.
He does, yes.
Can't stop him.
I saw him on a video at my friend's house the other week. And he was at a show, watching a show, and they were doing one of My Way or something. They were singing. Three singers, I forget who they were. Wonderful singers. And he was clapping and they had a standing ovation. No. Mm.
Yeah. Andrew Shue, is it?
Mm?
I don't know him, Andrew.
What, who is it?
Andrew Shue, is it?
No, I don't know him.
No. Oh, these are lovely. Is that more African? Black-eyed bulbul and
yeah,
golden
these are their
beaver?
Birds out there.
Are these quite big birds, or are these quite big birds, or just
no,
small ones?
No, not very big. Not those. We saw some white-bellied storks, and they were huge things, and they were wild. You know, just running around the garden. Judy Garland in the
Wizard of Oz.
Over the Rainbow.
Oh, that's a lovely
one. No, the
one.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yes, where she sang Over the Rainbow.
The dog's lovely as well. Or
yes, that was her pet. She took him everywhere. Mary had a little lamb.
Oh, that's lovely too. I really like the colours in these. They're so vivid.
They're just ordinary pencils.
Yeah.
Now, that was an old... What is it on there?
No Rose in All the World Until You
yes,
Came.
Yes, Until You Came. That was way back, about 1914, 18, I should imagine.
Really?
And they used to sing that, you know, it was beautiful.
Because I remember you telling me about how your father had the gramophone as well.
Oh,
and
gramophone with a... it was beautiful, it was solid brass. And it went from the brass right to deep red. And it was all scalloped with flowers. Leaves round, and I used to polish it every week, you know, and it was beautiful. I threw it out, I think.
Mm.
It would have been worth a bomb now. Lovely old thing, you know, you had to turn the handle.
Ugh.
There's some old film stars.
Rudolph Valentino and Gloria Swanson.
Yes, oh, he was lovely.
George Arliss.
The great lover. Yeah. George Arliss.
The Sunshine of Your Smile.
Yes.
I think
that was another song, that one.
Because you mentioned George Arliss before as well.
Yes.
Was he someone you particularly liked? Or?
Well, he was an actor.
Yeah.
You know, a wonderful actor. One of the very old ones.
Yeah.
Just like these, you know.
Yeah. Birds.
She's just reading. She's got binoculars. She's watching the birds.
Yeah.
She's a bird watcher.
Toast for tea, old time crier. Omar Sharif.
Oh, he's one of my favourites.
Dr. Zhivago.
Yes. Oh, yes. Never married.
Mm.
No, that's just an African girl. Grace Kelly.
Mm. These are lovely. I like these. I like the Grace Kelly and Omar Sharif particularly. Mm. They're really good.
Did you see the back of that one?
I think
I believe you did.
Yeah, yes. I did.
Zebra.
The skylark.
Mm.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's just a little girl, you know, with her daisies. And I don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. They were just from magazines, you know.
These are great. I don't know how you found the time to do all these while you were
away. Well, I'm not keen on television. Not keen on television.
Yeah.
I like what I like, but, you know, the television of today doesn't appeal to me. I like Bruce Forsyth, Bramwell last night, because that's Victorian.
Right.
It's a lovely film of a doctor.
I haven't seen that. I think that's just started
very good.
Quite recently.
It's Victorian days, you know, how they used to treat the patients, you know. Very primitive it was. Mm.
These are really lovely, thanks.
Yeah, I'll try and get through again now.
Right.
They've probably forgotten. The time they asked me when it was my... Oh. If we hadn't got the money, we should take a jam jar, you know.
I remember you saying that, yeah.
Pay for that. Oh, him. Oh, yeah, that was sad, wasn't it? That she never lasted long after him, did she?
So Cicely Courtney.
Cicely Courtney.
Yeah.
Now, look at these.
Oh, yeah.
Look at those.
Oh. Jack. Oh,
do you remember some of those, Nicholas? I suppose one or two of them.
A little bit before my time.
Yes, I think Cicely Courtney is.
They were really beautiful films, weren't they, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we used to sit through it twice.
Really?
The whole film.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Used to queue up for hours to get in, too. Terrible long queue there used to be, didn't there?
Mm.
A queue outside to get
in. Used to be a queue to get in, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, always queued up. It was worth it, though, wasn't it?
Because I was wanting to ask you about a couple of things you mentioned to me.
Mm.
When I was wanting to ask you a bit more about a couple of things you mentioned,
yes.
If that's all right. Because you mentioned, for instance, the Cozy Cinema, but we didn't have a chance to
that's
talk
right,
about
the
it
cozy.
Very much. What was that actually like inside the Cozy?
It was on the hill.
Yeah.
And my niece, she they wanted a name for it. And she named it the Cozy Bath.
The Cozy.
And she got 5 shillings in the old money for that.
Ooh.
Yes, it was my niece.
Yeah.
And I always remember that. She won it, you know.
They're good, aren't they?
They're both sides, Nicholas.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the Cozy actually like as a cinema?
Oh, very
was
small,
it small,
wasn't
one?
It?
Very, very small.
Very tiny.
Very tiny.
Mm.
One big room, really, wasn't
it? Was
it
was like a big room.
Yeah.
The screen was down the bottom, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and then you just had the seats like this, and the sides, two sides, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was it on a slope? The seats were on a sloping
no,
seats?
Not
or was
slope,
it?
No.
Ah.
And there was no upstairs.
Yeah.
I tell you, the last one, I think, well, when I was 14, I saw the Bohemian Girl. And I was with Marjorie and Anna Steed when I saw that.
Oh, Marjorie and Anna.
You know, I dreamt that I dwelt in great marble halls. That one, Bohemian Girl, from the, you know, oh, that was beautiful.
Mm.
And it's, you know, they used to stand out in...
Mm. This is how I know what you mentioned.
Yeah, and what else?
The other one was about the Odeon.
Yeah, that was at South Harrow.
Yeah. What was that like inside?
That was an upstairs to that.
Oh, yes, there was, yes.
I saw Gracie Fields in that, and she sang Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye.
Oh, yes, that's it.
And I was going in hospital, I think, the next day. And I always remembered that. And then we used to have Ralph Reeder with the Scouts on the stage. Right? Do you remember him going there?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You used to have all the boys on the stage in the interval, like, you know. And we'd watch the films, and my friend, she was an usherette, so of course we got good seats.
Ah, I see.
We went in the shillings. Oh. We paid sixpence.
Ah, I see, and she smuggled
you. Pennies, you know, yeah. Oh. And, you know, that was the back. It was just sixpence the front and shilling the back. I don't know how much upstairs was, do you?
No, I don't.
One and six.
I never went upstairs. I never had enough money.
No, no.
or knew the usherette.
But it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, really lovely.
Yeah, really.
Every Boxing Day we went there. We used to take Jessie.
Oh, yes.
You know, always went there on Boxing Day. And what was the other anymore?
Well, you mentioned there the shows at the Odeon, and I think you mentioned that they had, was it a band at the Dominion as well?
Did they have... Oh, that was at the Dominion?
Yeah. Could you tell me some more about that?
I remember a band at the Dominion.
They used to have a band on the stage. That was, during the interval. I always remember them playing, you put the nickel in or something.
You play the Odeon or something. Drop the penny and the nickel in.
Yes. Put another nickel in my Nickelodeon or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, and I always remember that. And we used to go down there. That was in Harrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's still there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think they've got bingo and whatever as well.
Yes, I think they have, yeah.
Then there's the Granada. That is now the Greenhill Cinema.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
There's three different films.
The Granada, the Greenhill Theatre?
No, it's films.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of the Granada Cinema,
it's
the Greenhill or something.
Oh.
Mm.
And I've never been, I don't think I've ever been there. Oh, yes, I have been to the Granada, but they've got a restaurant and everything there now. Everything's altering.
Yeah.
Nicky doesn't know anything of this. Long before your time, Nicky.
Or before his time, I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it did sound like the cinemas were quite different inside from what you were saying.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think I went to the films much in those days towards the end because I used to go dancing a lot.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, I used to go twice a week.
What, to?
Dancing.
Yeah.
Tuesdays and Fridays with Rose.
Oh, Rose Dunnett.
Yes. I had a card from a friend. There used to be the three of us. We used to go to each other's houses every week. And she's in her 90s now. And she sent me a birthday card. She used to come here and play the piano. And, of course, played it properly by music, you know. And she still remembers. She's in a home now, nursing home, you know. And I heard from Margaret, a friend of mine, over 50 years ago. She made all Shirley's bridesmaids' dresses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A long time ago, Nancy.
She put your old friend, then she phoned me up on my birthday. And so it was great, really. So I took all the drinks and I went up and bought a cake.
When did that, yesterday?
I had it ordered, so I've got a piece for
when
you.
When was this, yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, we went out to lunch. We was out all day.
Oh, were you?
Yes. We went, left here about 11:15. We got home about 6:10 last night. And then today I had my party at the club.
When was your birthday?
Yesterday.
Oh, and I didn't send a card.
Yeah, so it was great, really. Mm. The cards kept coming, you know. That was from British Airways.
Oh, when you...
From my plane, and I had a bottle of champagne with that.
When you went to...
See Hazel.
Yeah, where was that now?
When I came back four weeks ago.
Zimbabwe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all the crew signed it at the back. Yeah.
That's lovely.
And that's, this is the one Hazel made for me. It's my daughter.
Oh, that's nice. 85. Happy birthday, 85.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
So, am I older than you?
No, I'm 85 now. You're 83.
Oh, am I?
A youngster.
Yeah. You've got to do as you're told.
Yeah.
You're a mere youngster.
Yeah. I'll be 84 in February.
That's not until next year.
Next year, yeah.
You're 83 now.
Oh, and you're 80?
Five.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were all that older than me.
2 years. A year and 10 months, to be exact.
It's frightening. It's frightening, Nicholas.
Oh, that's lovely.
Paul, next door but one, he's 28 today.
28?
Next door but one neighbour. He said, I'm 28. Yeah.
28.
But, yeah, it's going back to the old films. I don't know, we had such great days.
This lady wants to know all about the old films. Do you write about them?
We will be, yes.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some of the things you were telling me were just amazing. I mean, the number of stars, for instance, that you mentioned you liked. People like Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy.
Oh, Katharine Hepburn. She was in, what was it? African Queen. Mm. And they went in the, I remember the ship got shipwrecked or something, and her and Humphrey Bogart were in the water, and there was all these leeches clinging to their, you know, there were horrible black leeches, all slimy water, and it was a war picture, I think, and I think the guns were going and that, of course everything turned out all right in the end, you know, but... I liked her in Little Women. Do you remember that?
I think I remember that, but I don't think I saw the film.
There was the Bennett girls, the three Bennett girls.
Constance Bennett, Joan, and...
Who was the other one?
Oh, God, I don't know. Mm. Three sisters, yeah.
One of them was...
writes all about them. She's taping it down...
One of them was Beth, the one that died in it. She was, oh dear. She was one of the Bennett girls I know. And they used to call the mother Marmy, didn't they?
Yeah,
not mother, that's right. Marmy. The father was in the war, you know, but oh, it was a beautiful film.
Mm.
There's a book as well about it. But I'd like to see those old films again.
Yes, so would I, but I don't think you ever will, Nancy.
I think they're horrible. Mm. Do you like television, Nicholas?
Well,
it's more for your age, isn't it, really?
I like the films on it more, really, than...
Pardon? He likes the films on the telly. He likes the films on the telly.
It's good on, good on a Saturday afternoon. BBC Two.
Do you watch the old one?
Yeah.
Oh, they're lovely, aren't they? I'm never in. BBC, so I never watch it.
BBC Two, he said, on... Saturday afternoon. I must have
yes,
a look.
You get a very old film,
yeah,
don't
must
you?
Have a look.
But
really must.
Yeah. I love those, but stars. I'm out, you see, I'm out.
Because one of the things you said that I thought was really interesting was how the older films were more sort of clean fun. They weren't like the modern films that have lots of sex and violence and that the films in the 30s were a lot more, just like you were saying just now, that they had twin beds and Oh, yes. Everything was a lot more...
Oh, yes, and they had twin beds.
Who?
In the old days.
Oh, yes.
In the old films.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You know, not like today.
Not, well, you never saw so much in the old
films. Oh, no. Mm.
They'd take their dressing gown off and that, and then it
and,
was...
And the lights would go out. And
that's
they,
it. And then they were in bed.
Yeah, but you never saw anything like they do now. Now it's horrible now, I think.
Do you think that was... did you prefer that sort of attitude to...
Because it was romantic. I mean, well, I'd say it was romantic, wasn't it?
You guessed the other part, you know, it made it more romantic.
And I mean, we went to the pictures or whatever. If we went with a fella, you know, or come home from dancing, we used to go dancing. And of course, the man that had the last waltz with you always took you home. Right?
That's if you want, well, that's but if
he was still tempted to kiss you, you'd slush him.
That's if you wanted them to.
Yeah, yes, wouldn't you? And in the interval dance, they'd come over and, may I have this dance, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they would pay for your refreshments,
wouldn't
they?
Oh dear, if they'd got any money. That's yeah. The boys never had any money in those days.
No, well, I don't know. I always used to
they used to wait outside for you to pay for them to go in. Oh, yes.
Oh, we thought the interval
they were all out of work. They were all out of work.
Yeah, but I did get mine paid for. I remember that.
They used to wait for me.
And my sister used to go to the parish hall.
That's it.
Because she's a lot older than I am. And the men then, there, they always had white gloves. The ladies weren't even in dress, right? And they'd come over, and they'd come right over, and they'd say, "May I have this dance?" Or there was a little book, and it was coloured, and they had coloured pencils.
Ooh,
and they used to write down the waltz with Harry or something with Bill, the foxtrot. And each one, and they knew, and the boys used to come over, but they always had white gloves. So that when they danced with the girls, they wouldn't mark their evening dresses.
Oh.
And we used to get a quart of, an ounce of peppermint, not peppermints, cashews.
The boys were all out of work. They used to wait for us girls to pay them
I don't know, but the ones I danced with were in work.
Well, mine weren't.
Because I remember
they
one was a carpenter.
Work,
one was a carpenter, and the other one worked at the studios. He used to make all the things for the sets for the films, the aeroplanes. I mean, you see the huge aeroplanes, and they're really only little. That was George Robb, and he's still alive.
But there was all
he
the
married
boys
Joyce,
were out of
Joyce
work.
Tailby.
All the boys that went to Fars. We're out at work, and you remember Minnie Barron, the greengrocer?
Yes.
Father had the main greengrocers of South Harrow, and they all used to wait for Minnie to come, so she'd pay them in.
Oh, I know.
Yes, oh, Nancy, yes.
Well, the ones I've done.
And then they'd say, "Nancy, have you any money?" And I'd say, "Well, you've only got so much." Oh, that's it. Well, we'll wait for Elsie to come or wait for Gwen Dawes. They were all out of work in South Harrow.
Well, George Robb, as I say, he worked at the studios. Harry Lyme was a carpenter. He made me a beautiful powder box. And they were all got money. His parents lived in Wembley.
But they were out of
Wembley.
Work, Nancy. All the boys were out of work. Work was
they
very, very short.
They all paid for my refreshment.
Sorry, dear.
And sometimes they paid for you to go in. The ones I was lucky
you
then.
Were lucky. I used to have the ones that waited for me. Nancy, have you got any money?
Oh, no, no.
And then
no,
they'd
no.
wait for Minnie Barron, who had the main greengrocer shop in South Harrow, and went to Fars.
Yes, I did. Twice a week with Rose.
Yeah.
Rose and I used to go together. She was 13 and I was 16.
That's when they were all out of work, Nancy.
Oh, not our boys weren't.
Oh, they were.
She went with a fella in John Charles in Sherwood or Stanley Road.
Believe
and he was a good job. He had a good job.
You remember Fatty Styles, don't you? His mother had the ironmongers
That's
and
right.
oil shop.
Yes.
Well, he was never working. And his mother wouldn't give him any money. So he used to wait for us girls to come down to see how much spare money we had to help.
Yes, well, you win a different game to me.
Yes, yeah. But, I mean, and his mother had the main ironmonger's
yes,
stores.
Yes, but the boys aren't working. But as I say, George Robb, right up until he retired, he was working at the film studios. He used to do all the, like if it was a war picture, he'd make all the aeroplanes in wood, but they were enlarged, you see, but they were only small when he made them. And Rose and I went there before she died, like, and he was telling us all about it. He worked at Elstree Studios.
But all the boys were out of work.
And Harry Lyne lived in Wembley, and they were comfortably off people. He had a good job, he was a carpenter. And I don't know where the other boy... Oh, Lou Plassard was a Frenchman, and he had a good job.
Yeah.
And we all met after 50-odd years, 55 years, we met up at George's house.
Well, Les Stiles, his mother had the main
oil shop,
ironmongers and general store.
Mm.
And she had three sons, and none of those sons were working. And she wouldn't give them money, but they couldn't help being out of work because there was no work about. There was no work at all about. And all the boys used to wait for us girls to help
pay
them in.
Well, I wasn't in that gang. I never knew. I knew them, but I mean, I never was. Rose and I were with the other, you know.
The other gang,
yeah,
oh well.
Yeah.
As fattest
we always got our refreshments paid for anyway.
Oh, you were lucky. Mm. We used to pay for the boys.
Because I was interested just now when you said that you... Was it right that you stopped going to the pictures so much when you started going dancing?
Oh, I never went to the pictures anymore and I went dancing.
Mm.
Every night. Well, I used to go dancing. Every night.
Mm, no, I only went twice a week.
Well, mm-hmm. I didn't.
And I used to go to the parish hall when I was 9, because you had to have a chaperone in those days. My sister was 16, and my mother had to go as a chaperone, so she used to take me. I learnt ballroom dancing. Well, you know where we went. We went there together, didn't we?
Oh, you're just telling
and,
me every night.
I used to dance with her boyfriend, the Air Force, and that. And my mother used to invite them home, you know, they were away from home. And so, oh yes, I did well out of her dancing with her boyfriends.
And when Mr. Farr, in the summer, he used to have a big fountain. I think we told you once.
You mentioned that, yes.
Yeah, it's a big fountain and
all
the water coming out. And
fairy lights
all outside.
And deck chairs.
And deck chairs. Oh, it was out
and
of
the
world.
And during the interval, you used to take your boyfriend and sit out there.
Yeah, it was out. Oh, yeah. Oh,
it must have been lovely in a summer's
night.
Yes.
And he had a large house and loads of grounds, and there was apple trees and pear trees, and in interval we all used to go scrumping. Not half.
He was a nice man, wasn't he?
All the boys were out of work.
Mm. Mm. No, but as I say, I didn't know them.
Mrs. Stiles had the oil shop. She had three sons and they were all out of work.
Yes,
she
right,
wouldn't give them any money until they found jobs. They couldn't find jobs. There was no work about. It was dreadful. There wasn't a scrap of work about. It was dreadful. Nearly all the boys were out of work. There was Fatty Stiles. There was all of them. All the boys in South Harrow. Mm. And they used to wait for Minnie Barron. They had the main greengrocer shop. They used to wait for Minnie to borrow the money, and then when they got their dole money, they used to give it Minnie back, and then she used to get lent it up the next week.
Oh, we used to go halves, but I mean, when I was courting in those days, you know, because my fiance never had all that amount of money. He had a job, but not all that. We'd go half, you know, we share it.
I used to walk home from Wealdstone to save my money to go dancing in the evening. Sixpence.
Yep.
Well, of course, there was no buses those days, was there?
Oh, there was. Of course there was.
Well, I remember the first bus.
Oh, there was.
From South Harrow, that was Tuppence.
Yes,
there weren't any buses when I used to walk right to Pinner Road, right down there.
There used to be buses to Harrow.
And I used to go to the Speedway, meet some boys there. I was the only girl. They'd sit me up on the wall and we used to watch the Speedway riders, you know, the motorbikes. I loved that. They sat me on the wall. Then after that, we went into the ballroom. And all the players used to be, the riders used to be having their meal.
Yes,
we used to go into the ballroom and catch the last train from Harrow Met. But you'd have to walk from the Met right to, I'd walk right home on my own.
Yeah, well, we used to live down here when we were teenagers, going dancing, down here in the next road. And Grundles, you remember the Grundle brothers?
Oh, yes.
They had
a
taxi.
Well, they came down here.
And we used to pay tuppence or a penny to ride up to the dance hall.
Yeah, the cinema.
And he didn't charge you, so he used to have a hat, else the police would have had it. They were two brothers.
Used to bring us right to the door.
They used to have a hat. They used to bring you right to the door. But the boys were all out of work and they put dud coins in or something like that. They were all out of work, Nancy.
Yeah, well, as I say,
God, they were. They used to
I wasn't them. With that gang. I was with a different...
Or you must have been with a posh
different
gang.
Different fellows, you know. I was lucky, that's better.
But what was your fiancé working? What sort of job did your fiancé have then? Was he... You said your fiancé was working.
Well, my husband worked... He was a driver for the off-licence, Simpkins. He worked for him. And he worked for Coles. He was a driver.
Yeah.
And he went to the home store. And then he was in the furniture line.
Yeah.
And they were going to give him a shop.
Well, South Harrow was very small
in
those days.
And their blooming relative came. The brother-in-law came over and he put him in it. And my husband never got it. He was going to give him that shop. Put him in it. Well, not give him the shop, but make a manager. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember you before you married your husband. I think he was a manager, wasn't he, husband? Well, he worked there.
He worked there.
Because they all said, oh, Nancy Mead is marrying the guy
in the
furniture shop.
Yes, and they were going to put him in as manager.
Yes, and I remember Judy and I saying, oh, she'll be well off.
No, he didn't earn very much money.
Yeah, well, we all thought he was the manager in those days.
Would have been.
Yes.
But the brother-in-law came from Canada and
he got no
work.
Yes, I remember,
So he gave him that shop.
Yeah.
And then Will went to another shop in Ealing Road. He worked for a fellow there. He'd got two shops. And one of them had lost all the trade and it went down to nothing. So my Will, he acted as a manager and he got it all built up again and he said, you've done so well, he said, I'm going to give you that shop and you can pay me back when you get on, you know, when you...
Yeah, yeah. So I know
and
when...
And the war broke out.
I know when you were...
And he put his sister in there, or his sister-in-law, and my Will cried.
Yeah, I know when
really
you...
Really cried over that job.
When you were thinking of getting married... it got all around South Harrow, because South Harrow is very small.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, Nancy Mead is marrying the man in the furniture
in the
shop. And we all said, oh, won't she be well off? I remember it. Judy Paul said, oh, isn't she lucky? She'll never want for anything. Won't she be well off?
He didn't have much money. Neither of us did.
Well, you've...
We had to pay for our own wedding.
I mean, if you had a bit of a
died.
Position in those days... Just about four shops, wasn't there, here?
Yeah, we had to pay for our own wedding. My mother died.
Yeah.
Dad paid for the cars and the wine
In those days, we all thought that your husband owned the shop. You know. Well, no, but you do in those days when...
But he would have been a manager.
Yes, well, that's
he
it.
He didn't get it. They were out of work. See, that was in Canada.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
And it was a relative, so they put him in it. Yeah.
But South Harrow was very small, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody knew everybody's business.
I must show you this, Nance.
Everybody knew everybody's business. Mm.
It's a birthday card.
Who's this from?
You'll see. She's done that.
I can hardly see. Love. Who's that? And Ted.
Vera. Vera Wilson.
Oh, my God. That from Vera what? Wilson?
Yeah, she was getting my birthday card.
Good God.
She lives next door to Muriel.
Where?
Where we went yesterday.
Where did you go yesterday?
Muriel's.
Where's that?
Alexander Avenue.
Where?
Alexander Avenue, just up the road.
Oh, I haven't seen that this girl for years.
She does say this is what she does.
That's beautiful.
She always gives me a birthday card and a Christmas card. She paints it herself.
When you see, you tell her. I'm just asking her. Oh,
so I sent her a piece. I sent her a piece of cake. You know.
My God.
It's nicely done, isn't it?
Mm. I think it was
very artistic. She goes into Muriel every night, of the club night, for an hour.
Oh,
because her husband's in the
I don't think I'd know her now.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That was from Sue, who takes me to church. You know Sue.
Yes.
Okay.
That's lovely.
Did you ring her?
I tried her yesterday, but I couldn't get her in.
Oh,
so
I told you you were going to ring her.
I'll try her again. Mm. No, that's beautiful with the pressed flowers, isn't it? It's so lovely.
Happy birthday. Oh, dear. She might
have... Debbie said, I'd like to have sent you a card. I said, but I'd rather... Had a card from my sister. She's blind, but somebody sends it, you know.
Mm. How is your sister, Nancy?
She's better.
Is she?
She wasn't well last week.
Oh. Mm.
Thank you.
How old is she now?
92.
Thanks.
92.
She's been blind for years and years. Mm. How long has she been blind, Nancy?
I think she was about 82.
82. Mm.
She lost her both eyes together, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. Her son, you know, Ted, you know he lost his wife last year when Hazel was over here. Emmy's son lost her. She died while Hazel was with me.
Oh.
Well, he's found another lady. She lost her husband out in America, and he's been doing jobs for her, and they've fallen in love.
Oh.
But they're not getting married because she is a Catholic and he's a Protestant. He won't change his religion. And she couldn't marry, you see, they couldn't marry. So they're just going...
Well, can't you marry then if your one's a Protestant?
No, you mustn't. Catholic's very...
Well, Elsie did. My sister, she married Jerry.
She wasn't
Jerry.
A real Catholic though, was she?
No, but Jerry was, her husband was. Elsie got married at church.
She never took on religion, did she?
Oh, no, she wouldn't change her religion.
Well, anyway, Ted said that he'd have to change religion. He wouldn't do that.
Well, my sister didn't change her religion.
Oh, well, anyway, it's different
Jerry
in America, probably.
Staunch Catholic.
Probably it's different out there. Mm. But anyway, they're ever so happy together, and he's going to take her to Niagara Falls.
Oh,
she's never been
nice.
There. So they're going to... She's got a house and a swimming pool in America. So they're going... He's not giving up his bungalow, or she's not giving up. So they're going... She's got they've got families, both of them, you know. But they just love one another, and that's it. So good luck. They were both lonely, you know.
Yes,
so he told my sister. So she said good luck.
My sister's husband was a Catholic.
Mm. Well, anyway, that's the situation. Mm. That's all I know.
Mm.
Probably different in America.
Mm.
But they are very, usually, you know.
I think this religion business is stupid. Absolutely
stupid.
It
is stupid, really, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. If I thought I'd marry a German or somebody.
Well, should we have a drink now?
That would be lovely, yes. That'd be great.
Tea or coffee?
Tea would be great.
Tea?
Yeah, please.
Tea.
Anything.
Tea?
Yes, please.
Tea?
Tea,
yeah.
You stay there. I'm waiting on you today.
He's got two old girls to be looking after, haven't you, Nicky?
Yes, stays at my grandmother's house and staying with
him. Oh, his grandmother.
Just came back after I finished university, so.
Right.
Just then, I was at the board, and so on, and I just came back to find my food.
Mm.
It's very nice, they've had a really good one.
Anybody
take
sugar?
No, thanks.
Do you take sugar?
Thank you.
No,
none of us do.
No.
What university did you go to, Nicky?
Trinity College in Dublin.
Mm.
Pardon?
Trinity in Dublin.
Trinity in Dublin.
Mm.
It was just as funny, you know, when you just said the whole religion things were so stupid. I just thought, my goodness, you know, I've just been living that for 4 years. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Really. All over the world is a terrible thing.
How long did you live in Ireland?
For about 5 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm.
I really enjoyed it.
Were they all out of work?
No, I mean, it's just like London, really. You know, some are in work and some are out.
Mm.
Yeah. And all the people I knew were just really in the university, unfortunately. So we were all out. Sponging off of our parents.
We just, before you came in, Nancy and I were talking about the changes in this area over the years,
yes.
You know, how different it is
yes.
now to
change,
yeah.
Everything has changed, so.
You
yeah.
had one of these special, I had these today from our leader and his, her husband, they're continental.
Ooh, which one can I have? I love that one, thank you.
Oh, these look lovely. You don't have to force us. These are great.
Were you hearing about all the horses in the fields?
It sounds like so different to
yeah, it's amazing.
What it looks like now. Yeah.
Mm. It's really hard to imagine because my father grew up here as well,
mm-hmm.
so it would have been like that probably. Would it have been like that when my father was born? Was it where my father lived here? Was it fields and?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So this is really. I mean, it's really odd, you know. Sort of.
There
sort
was
of
none of this around.
Not
when,
quite a generation, but one.
When your father was born.
Mm. Do you think it's changed more? Rapidly over the last sort of 20, 30 years more.
It has, it changed
yeah.
very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing again though, isn't it, with all the new sort of shopping precincts
mm-hmm.
and stuff going up.
It's building up again, isn't it? I mean to say, these houses weren't built or anything.
Mm-hmm. So when you were saying there about...
The population's getting so large that they've got to build, haven't they,
mm.
to house them and that.
I was going to say from when you were saying about everyone knowing everybody else, and I think that would be quite difficult now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And it's really nice as well because of all... You know, and I mean, there's just such a difference about the way you talk about people and the way that we would talk about people,
mm.
sort of like fatty styles and... I mean, all
yeah,
those.
Right,
I mean,
she
that,
is, yeah.
It's just, it sounds like it was so much more
mm.
of a community than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I'd love to meet that guy. Fatty style. Like a star. Like a star.
Here's my birthday cake.
Oh, thanks very much. It's lovely.
Put that on there for you.
So are you going to write a book just about the stars or about the whole sort of cinema experience?
Well, what it is, it's a project we're running at Glasgow University.
There's plenty more biscuits, but I'll put it out as
oh,
easier
lovely.
For you.
Thank you.
You have to wish.
Oh,
oh great. Well, we've been talking to people, not just in Harrow, also in Manchester and in East Anglia and in Glasgow.
I was born in Manchester.
I remember you saying yes. In fact, I remember your sister saying how she felt like a foreigner.
Yes, yes.
When you arrived.
Yeah. Elsie's still got a lot of her Manchester.
Yeah, yes, really.
Mm. My sister has,
thank
yeah.
you.
Mm. But we were like foreigners.
Mm. So are you writing just about the sort of just the whole cinema going into?
It's about what we're really working on is people like yourself and actually how people remember the cinema and how the cinema was part of your lives, really. So it's very much a study that's based on cinema goers' memories rather than, you know, what people have written about films and things like that.
That's really nice.
So
nostalgic tour.
It's been very interesting, really. Especially hearing about the stars and the cinema. Yeah.
It's true, it's very different because, like,
I've been eating all the afternoon, so you'll say, excuse me.
It's very different, just sort of, you know, I mean, you know, as you see people like Catherine Hepburn, but for me or whatever, I mean, it's just a very different experience, you know, being removed from her to.
I can't hear.
Yeah. Just talking about the stars and we were just talking a bit about the stars when you were making the tea there. People like Catherine Hepburn and...
About the what?
About the stars, the film stars.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Because another thing I was going to ask you about was I remember you telling me about how you used to try and look a bit like the stars and you were saying you tried to look a bit like Ginger Rogers.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. And that I found that very interesting. I mean, did you do your hair like Ginger Rogers? Because I always think of her with the beautiful...
Well, I suppose so, yeah. We used to copy the film stars.
Yeah, I was going to say we used to copy the film stars with the, you know... Because they used to have a shingle then, didn't they? The very short hair.
Short hair and then the semi-shingle.
Yeah.
Then it came the long hair again, then it came the semi-shingle again.
That's right.
Well, I don't know the term a semi-shingle. What was that like? The semi...
Well, it was taken into the neck. Like a boy, wasn't it, more?
Yes, it was
and taken into the neck
at
the back.
Yes, yeah.
Similar to what they've got now, some of
the short
stuff.
I think I know what you mean.
And then
there
was the Eton crop. The Eton crop.
Do you remember the Oxford bags the boys used to wear?
Oh, my God.
Big bags, weren't they?
The legs, each leg used to be about this wide.
Yeah.
About a foot wide.
Honest.
Yeah. Ever so wide.
It's wide as that, each leg.
Mm.
Then what was that other style that the boys used to wear? All dreadful it was. What was it called? Something boys it was called. The what's name boys?
I don't know.
Oh, they used to look dreadful. But it was fashion.
What was it like?
Oh, it's weird, I don't know. Now, I think they had short cropped hair and... Something boys.
Did you know Len Plumeridge?
Who?
Len Plumeridge.
No. What about him?
Didn't you know him? Well, he used to live Walgrave Road.
Yeah.
And was the men had a phase of wrapping their coats round them. And do you remember?
I know what you mean. I've seen nothing Humphrey Bogart with that, where you draw the belt right in
and
pull it over.
They used to walk like this. My friend Judy and I, we called after Len Plumeridge, and he got Judy, you know, she was very small.
Mm.
He was going to hit her, and I think I kicked him in the back or something.
I didn't give you a serviette. Would you like a serviette? You sure?
I'm fine, thanks. Because I was thinking when you said that of something like when you were doing the walk, like the gangsters, like George Raft or something. Or
they used to walk along like this. Their coats, they used to hold their coats round them, the men. Len Plumbridge did, and he used to walk like me.
I'm sure they thought they looked very sophisticated. And
sophisticated, they looked, well, I dread to think.
Do you remember Les Phillips?
Oh, yeah.
He used to do eccentric dancing, wasn't he good?
Oh, marvellous. Marvellous.
When you think that we're all now in, probably in our 80s, some are gone, aren't they? That's impossible. The good old days they were.
I've been with, you've heard me talk of Madge Lawrence, haven't you?
Who?
Madge Lawrence.
No.
I used to work with Madge and Amy Lawrence.
That's, well, I've heard you speak of them.
Yes, well, that's where I've been.
I've never met them.
That's where I've been this afternoon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How are they?
Madge is, a minute, she's, I think she's 3 years older than me. She's marvellous. Absolutely marvellous.
Did you start your job, Nicholas?
I did, thank you, yes, on Monday.
Yes?
Yeah, on Monday.
All right.
It's all right, yeah. I mean, it's good. It's good for, because I'm completely sort of, you know, technological buffoon.
You have to speak a bit louder, I can't hear you.
I'm very bad with sort of, you know, technology. So,
oh, well,
it's
you,
isn't it?
Let's face it, it's your first day, wasn't it?
You know, I'm
second day today.
Yeah, that's it. I'm
what time do you finish?
Beamed into the 20th century. what time did I finish? About 4 o'clock today. That was good, wasn't it?
Oh.
Nice hours for me.
Only my phone rang, and I answered it from the bedroom, and there was no answer. So I came down, and I waited, and I thought it was you ringing, so I kept ringing and ringing and ringing, and the line was engaged for over half an hour.
That's it?
And then, yeah, then I got Nicholas.
Perhaps it was Elsie.
And I rang 1471, and the woman said, oh, so-and-so, never left
what
the message, you know, what number it was. So I don't know who it was ringing.
That somebody was on our end, you mean?
Well, I thought it was...
Yeah, well, perhaps
it was
Elsie.
It was engaged for ages.
Yes, well, perhaps it was Elsie talking to one of her friends. And now I've been... I've been to Madge and Amy's today. I was out. So perhaps it was her talking to one of her friends.
Debbie said they've had snow over there in Canada.
Snow?
She says the weather's very, you know, well, it's like ours really, isn't it? God, yeah, it was so hot. Was it Friday or Saturday? And then it turned cold again. They played a hymn for me in church.
What for your birthday?
Gave it out. I was 85 that day.
85.
And they played The Lord Is My Shepherd, which I asked
lovely.
For. So it was lovely, really, you know. So I've had a great time, really.
Do you feel 85, Nancy?
I don't feel it, though.
You go about as though you're 5.
I went up this morning to get the cake, and I bought 23 rolls, and when I saw the girl, I gave her the ticket, so she said, oh, she looked round me. I saw a cake there in a box, so she said,